This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, what you need to know about home grooming your pet, signs of a healthy dog, and online pet meds that pay it forward. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that? It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Email us at doggydivashow@aol.com. That's doggydivashow@aol.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. designerpetsweaters.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, owner of Professional Pet Sitting, and she's here with our Pet Tip of the Week. And Monica, after all we've gone through over the past couple of months, one of the things that I miss the most and I wish I understood a little bit more about was grooming for my pets. So not only my hair and my nails, but my dog's hair and nails. So could you share some home grooming tips so that our listeners can certainly benefit? Because I think it's a whole new world out there.
Absolutely. We had so many clients have called the office about this because we don't do grooming. But they're just like, every time they schedule their appointment, she goes, just don't judge me on my dog's haircut. She goes, it's one of those like DIY haircuts. And I'm just going to tell you in advance, it's not pretty.
So many people went through that, especially like with you, with like Daisy. I mean, you have these little dogs with these little haircuts, and they're normally groomed all the time. And it's like a whole new world.
Absolutely. And it's like now, I know for us here in Florida, they're just now getting to the point where things can, you know, they're slowly starting to reopen. Mm-hmm. But my groomer, for example, she's like already a couple months out. And so a lot of us are having to kind of, you know, get by at home. So yes, definitely a couple tips. So if you own a pair of clippers and, you know, you're giving it a try, then you're already halfway there. But a couple of the things that can be health related. So grooming is a lot more than simply having a pretty dog. There's a lot of health things that go into grooming. So you want to make sure as their hair gets longer that you are spending more time brushing and keeping that hair clean, because the last thing you want is like the pets getting mats and things that have to be shaved off. And the problem is that it's not necessarily the mats because you're going to mess up the haircut, but when that hair starts getting really tight and those mats start growing close to the skin, they can actually pull out and they'll tear, and you can get skin infections. The skin can't breathe underneath there. So it can become a serious skin infection issue when you have too many mats and overgrowth of the hair. Another thing to be cautious of is the eyes. The eyes and those dogs that have the long beards and mouths. Be cautious, of course, when you're trimming at home. If you have somebody to help you kind of hold the dog, because you don't want a dog looking the other direction real fast and, you know, having her little cuts go on. So you want to be really cautious, especially when you're doing anything in the face. But you have these dogs that when the hair starts growing out, the eyes, like our Yorkies, for example, you know, my little Daisy, they shave the bridge of the nose in between the eyes. So when that starts growing out, the hairs are literally going right into their eyes. Mm-hmm. And that could cause an irritation. You get a scratching onto the eyes. They're rubbing them all the time. So definitely, you know, just taking a scissor and just kind of, you know, you don't have to go all the way down like they do at the groomers, but just cut a little bit back so it's not scratching their eyes or getting into their eyes. And then, I know we talked about a couple weeks ago with the ears and things like that as far as water. But if we're bathing at home, we always want to make sure that we put something into the ears after their bath to make sure they're not getting any ear infections. Just an over-the-counter ear drying solution. But if you do not have that, one thing that you can do at home is you can make your own. So you can use white vinegar and alcohol and a 50-50 mix, so half and half. Put it into a little bottle and just squirt some into the ear and let them shake it out. And that will dry up the ears so they do not get those ear infections after they get water in the ears. The another thing that's really important with the ears as far as at-home grooming is some of our smaller breeds especially. I have this really bad with my little toy poodle. They get a lot of hair growth inside the ear. And the groomers will pull that hair out of the ears during the grooming appointment. And it's not hard to do. You can literally do it with your fingers and just reach in there with your fingers and try to pluck some of that hair out. But what happens is if that ear hair gets too thick inside the ear canal, the ear will literally not be able to breathe essentially. And it becomes a harbor for overgrowth of wax and bacteria and things to get in there, and then you get a bad ear infection because the wax can't escape out of the ears like it would normally. Normally, it will kind of go down to the edge of the ear, and then you can wipe it away. But with the hair clogging up the whole outside of the ear, the wax has no place to go. So it's literally being stuck in the ear canal, and it's sitting there, and it's breeding bacteria. Mm-hmm. So definitely, you know, watch that excess hair inside the ear canals. Nails are another thing. And nails are... some people and some pets just do not like having their nails done, and the people don't like fighting their pets to do it. So if you do have a dog that will let you clip their nails, you know, definitely do that. A lot of them, you can see if they have white tips at the end, you can see where to go to as far as clipping. But those pets that have the solid black nails, it's a little harder to tell where you can clip that, you know, nail at before it will bleed. So when I always tell people that have the, you know, the pets with the black nails that you can't see, if you look at the bottom of the nail where it's thicker, usually that's where the quick runs. And usually you can see almost a little line at the bottom part of the nail. And if you look at it from the side of the nail, usually it's thicker and then it will go thinner. And some of them almost end up with like a little scoopy thing at the end. And if you just clip where the scoop is, where the thinner part of the nail is, usually you should be okay. The thicker part is where, you know, the quick is, and it'll, you know, you worry about bleeding. So always try to have, if you are going to clip nails at home, try to have some of the quick stop. You can get that at most pet stores. You can order it online at Amazon and have it shipped right to the house, or even like a septic powder or stick, you know, maybe your spouse or, you know, whatever gentleman you have in the house may have some on hand for shaving. But if you follow those quick tips, you know, being cautious of the nails, because you do not want things to overgrow and burrow into the pad. So you always want to make sure that you're just watching to make sure they're not getting too long. In our older dogs, it can also affect the way they walk when the nails get too long. It's a lot of extra pressure on the pads of their feet. So those basic things, you know, keeping up with the ears, the eyes, definitely cleaning around the rear area to make sure that they're not getting a lot of poopy debris or anything, you know, catching in the fur, you know, that can become, you know, kind of unsanitary. Those are the main things. If the hair gets long, it gets long. Just make sure that you're watching for mess that can cause a skin infection. But just doing those things at home before you can get into your groomer will help keep your pet healthy and kind of conserve the, you know, the grooming the best, you know, you can on, you know, when it's stuck being done at home.
Thank you so very much, because you know what? I think that probably we're all on a wait list, and the groomers are, God bless them, they're getting us all in as soon as they can. So for those of you that have groomers that are open, this is great. For those of you who are waiting, this might help you. And for those of you that are on a wait list, hopefully this will all help you, because we can all get through this together. And Monica, these are great, great, great tips. And thank you very much, as usual.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You too. We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, everyone. Susan Maria Miss Olive here to announce the release of the second book in the Doggy Diva Diaries series, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Friends, a story about Miss Olive's encounters with bullying at a dog park and how she learns a life lesson. Please check out the original award-winning book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home, which is a story about adoption and rescue. Both books are available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And please visit thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, how do you know if your dog is healthy? Stay tuned.
I've had bluefin Amazon parrots and cockatiels and finches and cats and a little Lhasa Apso, a Maltese. She's like 22. A yellow lab Floyd, a black lab Murphy. Murphy's coat, it's very, very shiny, like it sparkles in the sun. And I'm also a part-time dog trainer, so I will always endorse Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Why wait until your dog is shedding like a monster? Save your dog from the agony, the misery of being stinky and having hot spots and shedding, and making sure that they have the proper nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it. My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. As a pet parent, my pup's health is of the utmost importance to me, and I'm always looking to ensure the health of my pups, making sure they're okay. And here with us today to share the signs of a healthy dog is Kim Gablin, Senior Marketing Director at Bill Jack Foods. Hey, Kim, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, this is such an important topic. You and I are always talking about how important health and nutrition and everything is to our pets. But could you discuss some of the signs to look for to ensure that our little pups are healthy?
Yeah, you know, I think if you're staying at home with your dog and you're spending a little bit of extra time with them, you know, now's a great time to kind of think about how are they doing? You know, how are they looking? And we get a lot of questions about, well, how do I know they're healthy? You know, and there are some things you can kind of tell or that you can kind of see to be able to indicate that. But sometimes we're not looking really closely. So here's a couple things that maybe you'll want to look closely at your dog and see kind of how are they doing. So, you know, certainly, you know, one of is, you know, energy level, you know, and this is kind of, it's kind of special, right? Depending on which dog you have, right? I'm sure all your three girls aren't the same.
No.
You know, in terms of their energy levels, right? But I think you have to kind of figure out what's normal for them, right? Do they have a real steady energy level, or are they always kind of lagging behind, you know, maybe not wanting to go out for a walk? So, again, you want them to have a nice steady energy level, you know, when they need it. So that's something to be able to look for. Certainly, we talk a lot about appetite. You know, how well are they eating?
Yes.
You know, and again, you know, that's all different, right, by each dog a little bit too. But what you're going to want to be looking for is that your dog is, you know, hungry at regular intervals. You know, he's eating all or most of his food that's in the bowl. So, those are the kinds of things that would tell you that his appetite is good and steady, you know, and regular.
And it also helps the pet parent not be stressed if the appetite's steady.
Yeah, it's always a little crazy, right? It's always a little crazy if they're not eating like you'd like them to. And then there's a whole bunch of things right around their digestive system. Because, you know, people say, oh, well, they should have a healthy digestive system. Well, you know, what does that mean? So, you know, obviously you're not going to want to have signs of vomiting, or you're not going to want to have loose stool, you know, so potty habits are going to be important. So you're going to want to, you know, a lot of times I take our dog out every time our dog has to go out, or my husband or my daughter does. And so, you know, we're usually picking up whatever's out there and bringing it back and throwing it away. So, you know, we know what it looks like on a pretty regular basis. If it's small, if it's firm, you know, if it's a more uniform color, you know, that changes a little bit over time, depending on what you're feeding them and how they're feeling. But generally it should be, you know, a nice solid stool, and they should be interested in going outside and urinating on a regular basis, right? So, and when they urinate, you're going to want to see them, you know, urinate a decent amount and not just have a little dribble. You know, that's also another sign that they're having a healthy digestive tract. And, you know, and I always talk a little bit about, you know, skin and coat, because skin and coat, it's really interesting, Sue. Skin and coat is really important because our bodies prioritize how they use nutrients, and so do our dogs. And so they're going to feed all the other things first. And typically skin and coat is going to be one of the last things fed, but one of the last things that's going to get nutrients from the food that you're feeding them. And so that's why we talk a lot about skin and coat as dog food companies, right? Because that, if they have beautiful skin and coat, if it's shiny, you know, if it's soft, again, relative to the kind of dog that you have, if they're not, you know, shedding an excess amount, right? Some of those things are things that are indications that your dog's skin and coat are healthy. And you're seeing that nutrition basically come all the way through, right? From their tummy all the way through to their hair and their skin.
That makes so much sense. And on that note, nutrition is so important. Can you share some tips for better understanding, like how to read the nutritional labels on dog food?
Yeah, you know, I get a lot of questions, obviously, about reading dog food labels. And, you know, I think it's really important. You know, the first thing that's most important is that dogs need protein, right? They need the nutrients that they get from protein, and especially there's some specific nutrients that they get from meat protein, right? From chicken, from beef, from fish. So, you know, you're going to want to look at your pet food labels, right? And look at that first ingredient, and see what that first ingredient is. You know, for example, at Belljack, we use fresh chicken. And so, chicken is the number one ingredient on like all of our puppy foods and all of our adult foods. And so it's really important to be able to look at that and see what's number one. You know, always surprising to me, Sue, when I look at some labels and I see, you know, rice as the first ingredient, or, you know, sometimes I see different things split up on the ingredient panel, right? So you might see a bunch of different carbohydrates that are on the label. Like you might see a carbohydrate listed, you know, three or four times.
Yeah.
And that means that they might be dividing those ingredients, right, to make sure that that's not the number one ingredient, because all of the ingredients on a dog food label are listed in the order of the weight, right, how much they weigh when you put them into the formula. So it's very specific. Like, we're very regulated on what we can and can't say and how we can call an ingredient, what we can name it. We're also very regulated on how that appears on that information. And then, you know, of course, it also talks about, what kind of dog is it for, you know? So, you know, it might be the age. So is it for growth? Is it for maintenance? So there's some very specific things to look for. You know, we kind of go a step further, though. I mean, you and I talk about this all the time, but, you know, one of the things we're most proud of is we use 25 pounds of fresh chicken to make our dog food, like our adult select, for example. So we don't just tell you that we use chicken. We tell you that we use 25 pounds of fresh chicken.
Yeah.
And that's really important because, you know, the unique way we make it, we're able to put so much of it in there. And that's, that's really important to us because we want to get all that protein in there so your dog gets the nutrients they need. And then we gently cook it to make sure that we can keep those nutrients in there as much as we can to be able to get them to your dog.
Thanks for explaining that. I think that people sometimes don't understand when they're purchasing food, what is it, how to read the label. So thank you for clarifying that. What would be the journey for us to like to select the best formula or the best food for our pet, like for their healthy lifestyle? Like we talked about, whether it be weight, I guess, activity, age, is how do we like start to figure that out?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I think you have to really start with, you know, if you're thinking about changing your formula or looking for another formula, you know, think about your dog, right? How old are they? You know, there are formulas for puppies, which typically go up to 12 months or up to 18 months, maybe if you're a larger breed dog. Then, you know, once you get past adult dog, then once you get to maybe six, seven, 8 years old, depending on the size of your breed, then you might be thinking about senior dog foods or dog foods that might have a little bit different nutrition profile, right, for the kind of dog that you have. And certainly the size of your dog, you know, so if your dog is, you know, we typically say under 20 pounds, then we would consider that to be a small breed dog. Somewhere between 20 and 50 pounds is a medium breed dog, and then over 50 pounds would be a large breed dog. And so, you know, those kinds of things also help to kind of help you figure out what formula your dog might need. Also, you know, there are other considerations, right? You know, we talk a lot about picky eaters. You know, we get a lot of questions about picky eaters.
I have one here.
Yes. I think we've all probably had a dog in our life that's maybe been a little bit pickier than another one. And so, but that's like you said earlier, it's a little frustrating, right? You want to make sure that they're getting all the food that they need. You don't want to have to worry about it. You certainly don't want to be sitting on the floor hand feeding them. I get a lot of messages about that. But, you know, one of the reasons why we hear so much about it is people try other things and then they finally get to BillJack and they realize, oh, wow, you know, that food really helped my dog. You know, they really like it. They really eat it. So you want to be able to find a food, right, that your dog is eating, you know, regularly. They're eating at least one meal once a day and finishing that meal. If they're not really finishing their meals or they're not eating all day, then that's something that you need to be concerned about, right? You want to check a medical reason first, but then obviously if they're just like that on a normal basis, then you just need to see if there's a different kind of food that might appeal to them, right? A softer food, like an easier to chew food might help them. I know we get a lot of comments on our kibbles being easy to chew. They're not quite as hard because of the really different way we make the food. And some dogs really like that better. It may be the taste of the food. So those kinds of things really come into play when you're thinking about it. And then, of course, you know, we talked about if your dog's getting older, but what if your dog's getting heavier? You know, is your dog overweight? That's always a good time to maybe think about changing your food. You know, you want to be able to help them, you know, stay a steady weight. You want to make sure that you're feeding according to the feeding directions on the package, at least starting there and then adjusting for your dog's activity level. So those are the kinds of things that might kind of help steer you toward, you know, one particular dog food recipe than another.
As I said, I do have a picky eater, and of course, that would be my Francesca. And we, as I said before, the picky eater, you have this food specific to that and she loves it. And it's like been the answer to my prayers. And of course, you know, we love the little treats because I call that it's in my purse, it's in my bag, my little lore to make sure that everybody stays in line. And as they all know, they're going to get a treat when everything's done. I love it. I love those treats. Those little Jacks are my best friend and it's their best friend. And of course, and Franny also likes, you have those stews. She likes the stews. There's different things I think that are different from the hard dog food Coco loves, but Franny is probably the one I have to worry about the most. And she likes different things that you have. So it's like kind of like I mix it like a little chemist and I come up with
and then
she like loves it. So you do. And they're very, very flavorful, which I think goes back to the other point you made, because the chicken's number one on the ingredients and you're putting so much chicken into it. I believe that they actually can taste that. And that's it's like a savory taste to them.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, dogs do a lot of, I mean, it's kind of interesting, but dogs do a lot of tasting with their nose. So their nose actually does a lot to give them that kind of whole taste experience. And so you're right. I mean, you know, when they can smell it, right, when they can smell the difference and then they also then taste it, it really like makes for like a whole complete kind of sensory experience for them to be able to like it. And, you know, some dogs, like you said, some dogs might like some chunky, you know, food. Like we have some stews.
Yep.
And so they might like some chunky food added. Some of them might like the pate food, you know, just it's more of a ground up, you know, kind of a
that's olive. So, yeah, olive likes the pate.
Yeah, so, you know, they have a little bit of a difference in terms of what some of their preferences are. And so I think, you know, I think as mom and dog dads, right, I mean, we want to be able to kind of make sure that they get what they need. And, I don't know why, but I always want them to enjoy it. And I think it's funny because, you know, we talk about it, as just from a purely nutritional perspective, you know, you want your dog to get the best formula, but obviously they need to eat it, right? They need to eat it. And I think as a pet parent, I want them to enjoy it too.
Yes.
I don't want them to just eat it. I know that's kind of, you know, throwing how I feel about me maybe on it, but I really do feel like, you know, I want them to enjoy their food too. And it's one of the good things that I can do as a mom.
That's
right?
How
as
I feel. No, we share that. So that's like,
yes,
so important.
We do.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Now, where can the listeners go to learn more about Bill Jack, all your food, your treats, your, you know, the social media, everything you have? You have such great information that you have out there too on your website.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we really try to make sure that we've got lots of different information for the lots of different questions that people have about their relationship and their nutrition for their dog. And so come out to our website. That's really a great place to start. It's BillJack.com. It's BILJAC.com. And that's a great place to be able to look around. You know, we can, you can actually, there's a place where you can actually click on to find out what's the best formula for you. You can answer a few questions, you know, about your particular dog, each one, and be able to get some information. We could even email that to you. We've got a place where you could sign up for our Best Friends Club, which is our monthly email.
Love that.
And you can, yeah, which is great. And you can, you know, we have a couple different coupons that you can ask for each month. So that's really nice. You can see like, hey, this month I could really use some dry food, or, oh, hey, you know, we might have something special on biotics this month. So those are the kinds of things that we really try to make something special and try to be able to kind of reward some of the loyalty that people have to Bill Jack, which is really important. And then, of course, like you said, we're out on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram. We have some Instagram contests every once in a while to win things. So it's, we always kind of try to make it fun and interesting, and we love sharing pictures of all the people who are out there being Bill Jack believers. So that's always a lot of fun too. Like I that's what I really enjoy the most about the job, is just hearing from people on how well their dogs are doing.
And they're happy. Like it when our dogs are happy.
Happy and healthy.
Happy and healthy.
That's right.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for being our guest today and for sharing such helpful information for our pup's health. It's something that's so important to pet parents and obviously to our pets to make sure that they're healthy and happy. So I thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be back in just a moment. Coming up, a unique way to get your online pet meds and pay it forward at the same time. Stay with us.
Hey, everyone. Michelle Fern here. You know, these last couple of months with the COVID-19 pandemic have been so tough. I am so glad I had Mr. Z with me. So I decided to reward him. I got him a Kong Box subscription. Well, we just got our first box. And he was right near me when I opened it, so, you know, so I could show him everything inside. Let me tell you, party time in a box for your pooch. The box comes with, first of all, you get two great Kong toys. Kong, you know, those super durable toys that have been around. They've been making them since 1970. They are amazingly durable, great for chewers or bored dogs, because you can put the little treats inside the Kong toy and your dog is entertained for hours. So in the Kong box, you get the two great toys, you get three delicious treats and two recipes or tips delivered monthly or every other month. And for all of my listeners, I have a great offer for you. Now, for a limited time, go to kongbox.com/bestbets and get your first box free with your subscription, and donate $1 to Best Friends Animal Society to help other dogs in need. So again, just go to kongbox.com/bestbets. Now, you can cancel any time on your subscription for a really small fee, but I don't think you're going to want to cancel. The value is just amazing. So kongbox.com/bestbets. And hey, Mr. Z says, happy chewing.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Pet Rescue RX is a unique online pharmacy dedicated to supporting animal shelters and rescues throughout the country. All of their profits are given to rescues and shelters selected by you, the customer. What makes Pet Rescue Rx so unique is special to pet parents is that your purchase can help make tremendous differences in the lives of pets across the country. A pet before pharmacy, that's what it is. And we are so honored to have with us today the CEO and founder of Pet Rescue Rx, Dr. Glenn Buckley. Welcome to the Dougie Diva Show.
Thank you very much. Nice to be on with you today.
Oh, we're so happy. And what it is you're doing is so wonderful. Can you please share with the listeners a little bit about yourself and your inspiration for founding Pet Rescue Rx?
Oh, sure. Sure will. For most of my career as a veterinarian, I was doing emergency work down in South Florida. And I actually own two emergency hospitals down there in Fort Lauderdale. And because that was my passion at the time, you know, I really felt doing emergency work was practicing in a way that I wanted to practice, you know, really trying to make a difference for the pets and the owners, I mean, at all hours of the day and night. And, you know, doing that, I got introduced to a number of the local rescue groups in the area that would pretty much do the same thing. They would be out at all hours of the day and night trying to rescue these animals in all different locations, whether it's from, you know, just wandering stray in the neighborhood or out in the Everglades where people would go and unfortunately just dump their pets. I mean, it was pretty amazing the work that they were doing. They were the ones really out there making the commitment. And I started to get more involved with the rescue effort and volunteered my time as a veterinarian at some of the smaller shelters. And I really saw the financial need that these organizations had, and especially the smaller groups that may not have the support of the community as much as some of the larger, more well-known organizations. And, you know, it was kind of a circumstance that came together because right around the time I started thinking about starting Pet Rescue Rx, the whole pet medication industry was changing. And it used to be where people would buy their pet medications exclusively through their veterinarian. And about 20 years ago, 1-800-PetMeds came out, and then you could see that the transition was going to happen, that people were going to start buying more and more of their pet medications online and save some money doing it. And seeing that, I started to think to myself, well, what if there was a pharmacy that could offer the same pet medications at the same pricing as the other online pharmacies, but donate those profits to animal shelters and rescues? So that's how Pet Rescue, the idea, came about.
Well, and I'm so glad it did. I mean, it's a really inspirational business model because you're right. There are different online pet meds. Can you just share with the listeners about how Pet Rescue Rx works, the products that you have, the benefits for pet parents to go there?
Yeah, really, we're not that much different than 1-800-PetMeds or Chewy Now or Walmart in regards to, you know, being an online pharmacy for pet medications. But those are big names. Those are names that people have heard of. But basically, we're the same in regards to the products that we offer, the pricing that we offer. In a lot of cases, we're less than they are because price is very important to people, especially as things are happening in our world now. People are becoming more and more concerned about their financial situation. And this is where I believe Pet Rescue Rx can benefit people and the shelters even more. But basically, we are the same as the other online pharmacies. We're a licensed pharmacy in 37 states. We're located in upstate New York outside of Akron, which is a small town about 20 miles east of Buffalo. And we've been doing it since 2013. And you would visit our website, www.petrescuerx.com, and you'll find what you're looking for. And if you order online, what will happen then is that our pharmacist will get in touch with your vet's office to get approval for the, if it's a prescription item, to get approval. And then if we get the approval quickly, then within a couple days of the product's being mailed out, and most people, you know, receive their product in, you know, usually 5 days or less, just depending on how quickly the veterinarian approves the prescription item. So we have a wide line of products, heartworm, flea, and tick medication. I mean, dogs and cats have a lot of the same conditions that people do. So we're dealing with heart conditions, arthritis, thyroid issues. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And again, we're a fully licensed pharmacy.
And your company, Pet Rescue Rx, is known for your outstanding customer service and the amount of time that your team is willing to spend, and they offer a lot of help. And it's something that I think that, especially at this time, it's very appreciated. What you're doing is wonderful and paying it forward is wonderful. And those all make you unique, but you also have this phenomenal customer service team. Can you tell us about that?
I think about what we started basically from nothing, from an idea that no one's ever tried before, and where we've come at this point. And, you know, we still have a long way to go to reach the levels that I would like to see us achieve. But boy, the people I've got in the office with me, I mean, they believe in it as much as I do. And it's because of that that you see the reviews online on Google and Facebook that we've had. And truly, that it keeps me going, you know, when I, because there's days when you're just having one of those days and it's just like, oh my gosh, you know, what are we doing and everything. But then you go back and you read those reviews and it just kind of lights the fire all over again and gets you to jump right back in and keep pressing on. Because, you know, our biggest issue right now, because once people find us, you know, once people see what we're all about and make an order and see how quickly it went and how smooth it went, you know, we've got a customer. But our biggest issue is getting the word out. You know, we can't compete with Chewy and 800 Pet Meds and Walmart in regards to the dollars spent advertising. I mean, it's crazy the amount that they spend on advertising, and we just can't do it. So we grow by doing what we say we're going to do, providing outstanding customer service and our customers telling others, and you know, that's kept us alive this long.
Well, and one of the things that you do that I think is phenomenal is that you pay it forward to shelters and rescues, which I think makes you also unique among this group of online pet medications. Can you tell us how that happens? And let's say that we have an organization that we really believe in and would like to have it paid forward to. How does it work with paying it forward to the shelters and rescues?
Yeah, we accept any 501c3 registered nonprofit shelter or rescue. Doesn't matter where you are in the country. On the front of our page, on the home page, at the bottom, you'll see a shelter registration page. And basically, the shelters would go there and fill it out and submit their paperwork so we have record of them. And from that point forward, when a customer comes to our website, and at the very end of the purchasing process, you get to select the shelter rescue that you want to. So you can search by, you know, city, zip code, however it may be, town, and you can find the ones that are registered with us. And if one organization is not with us that you would like, then you can just put their name in and we'll try to contact them to see if they're interested in signing up with us. And right now we have, I believe, over 800 shelters and rescues that have signed up with us.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Now, we're heard nationwide, and the majority of my audience, I mean, we've been on for like 17 years, is rescue. And that's pretty much what my house is full of rescues. I mean, anyone that knows me knows that, you know, everything that I do is for rescue. So I'm hoping that these organizations will hear this, because I think it will not only benefit them and benefit you, but it's such a wonderful thing that you're doing. How could an organization, whether it be a rescue or shelter, how can they participate in this program?
Well, you know, the original idea when I started this was that I thought the shelters and the rescues would be more appreciative of what we were trying to do and look at it as a new way to raise funds for their organization. You know, it requires no effort on their part, basically. You know, the only thing that we would ask of them is that they promote us on their Facebook page to their supporters, you know, with everything else that they put out, and that's an easy, doesn't cost them anything. If they would just consistently do that for us, they would really start to see the benefit. I mean, we've got organizations that really do quite nicely from us, because they have veterinarians that support us. They tell the community about us. And but the organizations that just sign up with us and then don't really do the simplest things of, you know, just putting something out there in Facebook and in their newsletters and however else they reach their supporters, you know, they don't get as much benefit, unfortunately. But those things cost them absolutely nothing. And you think about the amount of time it takes to do a fundraising event, whether it's an auction or whatever the case may be, you know, the kind of the old way of thinking about fundraising. That takes a lot of time and effort. And what we're trying to do doesn't take any effort on their part. It's very simple, and they would see the benefit. But it's trying to change a mentality. You know, things progress in life, and what worked, you know, 5-10 years ago, well, that may not be the most effective way to do things now. We've got a different generation of people. People are doing things differently than they used to 20 years ago, and you have to, change with the time. And you would not believe the amount of money, let's say for 1-800-PetMeds, for example, okay, they make over $20 million in net profit consistently year after year, okay? That's just one online pharmacy. So the amount of money we're talking about that could benefit these organizations, it's huge. It's just, again, that people are not aware of us. And once they do find out about us, man, we've got a good customer, and they're loyal, and they tell others, and it's great. That's the whole idea behind what we're all about.
To Dr. Buckley, I don't understand, when you adopt a pet, most of mine have special needs or medical needs, and to find an online pharmacy who, number one, is at a discounted price, and number two, pays it forward, could be paying it forward to the organization that I rescued from, could be paying it forward to an organization I know may need a little bit of help, and just to put your information up on their Facebook page or their social media, that's all you're asking. I think it's a way for the adoption groups to get out to their clients that are adopting pets. Here's a great way. If you can't afford the meds, this is a great way for you to get the meds, and you can also pay it forward, because obviously if you're adopting from somewhere, I had spoken to you earlier before when we went on air, one of the organizations that you're affiliated with is the organization that I adopted one of my pets from. It was important to me when I saw that. I was like thrilled, and I know that, you know, my purchases will go towards them. So I just think it's wonderful what you're doing. It's an ingenious concept. It's a phenomenal business model, and I would like to get the word out to as many people as I can, and to make sure that everybody knows about what it is you're doing, the convenience of ordering, the phenomenal customer service that you have, the turnaround time is quick, and also it's paying it forward. So it's kind of like, to me, it's a win-win situation for the pet parent and also for the organizations that need help. So I think it's wonderful. Now, before we go, I would also like to ask you if you have anything that you'd like to share with our listeners.
You know, I do. I really do. You know, there's been a couple reports recently I've seen about, shelters being empty. Okay, not having any animals to adopt out. And part of that reason was because people were fostering these animals at home, since people are under quarantine, and they've been fostering these animals at home. And what I hope doesn't happen, but I just want to make people aware of it, is that now the economy's changing. And one of the big reasons people abandon their pets or surrender them to a shelter rescue is because of the financial concerns of owning the pet. And I'm hoping we don't see a trend where, people feel that that's their option. That's going to be really disheartening if we start to head in that direction, and I hope we don't see that. So I just ask everybody out there just to try to do your best to manage the cost of owning your pet. Don't let the financial aspect of it force you into surrendering your animal. And we just did something recently at Pet Rescue RX. For 2 weeks we were selling all of our pet medications at cost to help people out, because so many people have lost their job, and we wanted to try to do something to benefit them and hopefully get them over the hump. If they were able to purchase the heartworm medication or something that they needed for the next 6 months at cost, maybe that would provide them some relief so they could keep their pet and keep them healthy and not have to compromise their health in any way. So it's a strange time we live in, and I just wish everybody out there the best, and hopefully everyone's going to be safe and healthy, and we'll get through this.
That's so kind and generous of you, because I know, being in a multi pet home, the cost of medications, it can get steep. And listening to other people, whether it is that they're furloughed for their jobs or whatever it is that's going on, something like what you're doing is very generous and very, very kind of you to do in the pay it forward mode. But what I'd like to do too is to give out your website and social media information so that everybody could be aware of it. And also they could learn more about you, learn more about Pet Rescue RX, and learn about all the great things that you do. I think that we probably just touched on them here today, but there's so much that you have out there on your website and social media that would probably, people are going to probably want to jump on it just for what you're doing and the prices and what you offer. So if you could just share that.
Oh, certainly. Yes. The website is just petrescuerx.com. And, you know, there's other sites that have kind of similar names. But if you remember, it's all about rescue. It's petrescuerx.com. We're located in upstate New York. Our Facebook page, the same, Pet Rescue RX. Go and read our reviews on Google and Facebook. I mean, we've got all 5-star reviews.
We don't have wonderful reviews.
Yeah. And those are straight from our customers. And, that's what so fortunate I've been with this and seeing it start from nothing and turning it into something that people really appreciate. And again, it's the wonderful people I have in the office working with us and making it all happen.
Well, Dr. Buckley, thank you so much for being our guest today and for all that you're doing. And I want to thank you and your team for what you're doing for the Pet Rescue RS team, for pet parents, rescues, shelters, and just everyone out there. I thank you so much. And please, I want the listeners, please go to petrescuerx.com. You can learn more about this phenomenal business and what Dr. Buckley and his team are doing. It's awesome. You deserve all those great reviews. I wish you the best. I hope that a lot of people, especially during these times, go to the website petrescuerx.com to learn about what you have to offer and about how it could benefit others who need the help. So thank you so very much.
Thank you. So it was great talking with you today. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.